We can see that two or more sentences, in fact, an unlimited number of sentences, will have the same tree structure. But one sentence can also have two or more tree diagrams associated with it. In fact, that is the case for Thomas ate the fruit in the kitchen. In setting out the diagram for this sentence, we assumed something about its meaning, namely that the fruit was in the kitchen before Thomas ate it. We don't really know from the sentence itself if he was in the kitchen when he ate it, but this is one possibility. There is a strong suggestion for the same interpretation of the sentence that there was fruit in another room that Thomas could have eaten instead. But if we know for sure that Thomas did the eating in the kitchen, we need a different tree diagram to show this. The basic difference between our two trees is that the PP, prepositional phrase, in the second is independent of the second NP, the fruit, whereas it was directly linked to it in the first case. Now it occurs in the first branching of the tree, and this puts it in direct relation to the first NP, indicating in this way that Thomas was in the kitchen when he ate the fruit. This time, we don't know for sure if he found the fruit there or got it somewhere else and was just eating it in the kitchen so that the people in the other room wouldn't see what a pig he was making of himself. In a more detailed analysis, important differences emerge from such features and contrasts as right-branching sentences. This is the cat that caught the rat that ate the cheese that lay in the trap. And left-branching sentences. The racing car's driver's side doors, numbers, decals, paint jobs, colors. We can see already that sentence structure and meaning interact. This becomes even clearer when we move on from the derivation of a sentence to its transformation. For our sample, two meanings have to be distinguished when the sentence is turned into a passive construction. The fruit in the kitchen was eaten by Charles, tree number one, versus the fruit was eaten in the kitchen by Charles, tree number two, or the fruit was eaten by Charles in the kitchen, tree number two.